Welcome to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. In this story, our main character comes home from work horny, only to find his little brother has beaten him to the door. After a tough day at the office, I was glad to finally be home to my boyfriend Anthony. He'd been working from home all day, which I knew always made him horny. The text messages I'd received on my lunch break had confirmed that. The terms ready and waiting and long and hard had featured in those messages. Remembering that horny exchange, I increased my pace up the hallway to our apartment. A nice fuck was a better way to relax than the steak and beers I'd just purchased on my way home. After a long day at work, I needed to relax badly, and I knew that that was one thing my boyfriend could guarantee whenever required. Dropping my things in the living room and quickly shoving my purchases in the refrigerator, I heard a rustling from the bedroom and a deep moan and realized that Anthony wasn't kidding about being ready and waiting. I hurriedly walked to the bedroom, already feeling a stir in my loins as I opened the door. The two figures on the bed froze as soon as I walked in. "This isn't what it looks like," my boyfriend protested as I stood also temporarily frozen. "Really, Anthony?" The sight before me caused my cock to swell, the swelling leading me to take a slow step into the room. "Because it looks like you're balls deep in my brother." "It's my fault," Joe, my youngest, cheekiest, and obviously horniest brother, added with a grin, still lying under the weight of my man. "I caught him coming out of the shower and I couldn't help myself. I mean, you know what he's got to give." "I'm so sorry, babe," Anthony muttered guiltily as he began to withdraw from my brother's hold the 8-inch uncut piece of meat I knew so well. "Did I say I was angry?" I rubbed my own substantial erection through my pants, drawing their lustful gaze. "Don't stop." The naked bodies on the bed froze again, both men looking at me with a mixture of arousal and confusion, trying to work out if I had really just granted them permission. Knowing that actions speak louder than words, I reached over and slapped Anthony on his firm, round ass, causing him to impale Joe again. Joe moaned deeply, and I knew Anthony had hit that magical spot he had hit in me so many times before. To further confirm my intentions, I removed my jeans, freeing my 7-inch cut dick, and took a seat by the bed, ensuring that I had the best view of the action that was about to take place on my bed. Anthony looked into Joe's eyes as Joe wrapped his legs around my boyfriend's back, driving him yet deeper inside. That was all the confirmation Anthony needed, and he proceeded to pick up the rhythm I assumed I had interrupted. I grabbed my rock-hard cock and started stroking, watching my stud of a boyfriend make full use of the bottom that had presented itself to him. My focus was drawn back to my brother as his hand reached for his dick. I could tell he was close to his conclusion. It was only then that I noticed how much bigger his cock was than my own. It was thick and had to be 9 inches long. Not fair. How did he get the dick that big? My feelings of jealousy and apprehension at watching my brother in action were quickly replaced by pure arousal at the revelation of my brother's endowment, but also at his ability to take my boyfriend's thick cock so well. Joe moaned deeply, his legs squeezing Anthony's back tighter, wanting his dick harder and deeper. Anthony quickened his pace, slamming the full length of his hard cock deep with each thrust. I knew firsthand how well Anthony fucked, but this new view of my smoking hot boyfriend doing what he did best was very quickly bringing me to the edge of orgasm, and I knew before long my hand would be covered with my ejaculation. "Fuck, Anthony, you're making me come!" Joe's legs had straightened and his body grew tense as he stroked his massive cock hard and fast. He moaned again, a deep animal sound as his cum fired from his cock, painting his smooth chest and abs. He fired 4 or 5 more thick, juicy shots before his hands fell to his sides and he looked into Anthony's eyes encouragingly. Anthony looked my way for approval. I nodded slightly, my own cock throbbing in my hand. Anthony renewed his pace, preparing to unload deep inside my now spent little brother. His hands gripped Joe's shoulders, and as he grunted and drove his entire length into him, I knew he was releasing his seed, thick and strong, into Joe's willing hole. As usual, the sound of that grunt, together with the knowledge that my man had found the ecstasy of his orgasm, sent me over the edge, and my own cock throbbed and my body shuddered as I shot my load high and wide, shooting cum further than ever before. My load flew, spraying all over myself, the chair I sat on, and the carpet below. Anthony, now removed from my brother, who lay spent on the bed, walked over to me, kissing me deep and hard. "Thank you," he whispered in my ear. "That wasn't the first time, was it?" I asked quietly. "No," he replied, some of the previous guilt returning to his face. "Let's make sure it isn't the last." I kissed him deeply, running my hand over his diminishing erection, "and you owe me a load." Anthony smiled at me, knowing that Joe's wasn't the only arse he'd be getting that night, and walked into the bathroom. "Joe," I said, looking at my brother, letting the sound of his name linger in the air with an exaggerated tone of disappointment. "Yes?" Joe's worried eyes met mine. "Are you staying for dinner?" Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. I hope you enjoyed the story. Feel free to share and leave a review on whichever podcast platform you're listening. If you'd like to read more of my stories, you can find the links to my website in the show notes, as well as the link to my social platforms. If you'd like to show your support, you can head over to Patreon and subscribe there. There are a number of exclusive stories, other exclusive content, and previews to other stories and works that I have in development. Thank you again for listening.